USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front near an Idaho Pride event Saturday. Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White.
There was at least one smoke grenade. There was multiple shields. They were all wearing hats.
Senate negotiators announced a bipartisan framework Sunday on gun control. President Biden in a statement said it doesn't go far enough, but it's a start. 20 senators, including 10 Republicans, released a statement calling for passage. The proposal includes support for state crisis intervention orders, funding for school safety resources, an enhanced review process for buyers under the age of 21, and penalties for those that purchase guns for somebody else. The legislation also includes a red flag provision, with the government getting the ability to temporarily take guns away from people they say is a danger. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
A dangerous setup of hot temperatures and high dew points will mean millions of Americans from the Ohio Valley to the Gulf Coast will be in store for an unbearable heat wave during the upcoming week. Folks in California, Nevada, and Arizona will receive blistering temperatures well into the triple digits. The National Weather Service says these temperatures out west could be life-threatening. If you're traveling, be sure to take water for you and your passengers. President Biden on Saturday said he was offering federal assistance for New Mexico as it faces a wildfire burning since April. The fire began with a prescribed burn that was set by the U.S. Forest Service. However, the burn spread out of control, destroying hundreds of homes across 500 square miles.
The overwhelming human instinct is you run away from a fire, not into it. And the only thing that protects firefighters is more firefighters. The only thing, more firefighters. And I just want to say that at the outset because you have my indebted gratitude.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
19 million Americans tuned in to the first January 6 made-for-TV show. The committee failed to show all events and only selected a few to make public. The mostly partisan group will continue Monday. Most Republicans remember Nancy Pelosi removed Republicans from the panel, making this clear what it is. Republican Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina told Newsmax that the televised January 6 hearings are a complete disaster for Democrats, as it's being seen as a distraction to the suffering Americans are feeling every day due to White House policies.
What this hearing shows is that, and I'm glad Americans are tuning in, because this is a hearing that kicked off two of the Republican witnesses. You're supposed to have the minority witnesses and the majority. Jim Jordan and Jim Banks were kicked off. Secondly, it does not highlight the real facts of what happened in that. President Trump issued the orders for the National Guard to be released should Nancy Pelosi and the Sergeant of Arms of the House and Senate agree to it. And they didn't do it. They left the nation's capital open. They left the politicians who were there open for the things that happened. So it didn't have to happen, but it's a sham of a hearing, and I think Americans are getting a front row seat on what a sham it is.
Jurassic World Domination is the number one movie in the country, earning an estimated $143.4 million over the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.